Hi, I'm Pam Geisel, your practical gardener. Today we're going to discuss the ideas behind the concept of sustainable landscaping. Our gardening practices directly affect our community and our environment. And there are many healthy gardening habits we can adopt that will lessen our personal impact on our surroundings and in the process create a healthier environment. There are basically eight areas of garden sustainability: protecting water quality and quantity, using climate-appropriate plants, building healthy soils, adopting least toxic pest management practices, reducing waste and recycling, energy conservation, creating habitat for beneficial wildlife, and finally, growing food for your family and for your neighborhood. Within each of these concepts, there are a myriad of things you can do to make your garden more sustainable. Start with small steps in your garden. Many of these ideas are simple and free, and even one change can make a difference. So starting with the first concept, protecting water quality and quantity, one important thing to do is to adjust your irrigation controllers at least 4 times a year, if not monthly. Also, don't hose off hard surfaces. Rather, sweep the grass clippings, leaves, soil, fertilizer, whatever, back into the landscape. Also, avoid water runoff. Keep rain and irrigation water on site by using swales, dry creek beds, and use water-permeable hardscapes like bricks or pervious concrete. When you do plant this spring, try to choose low-water-using plants that are appropriate for our climate and avoid being what I call a zone buster. Also, select plants that will fit in the available space at maturity. For the next area of sustainability, use the least toxic methods possible to control pests. You could remove old fruit, hand-pick egg masses before they hatch, or regularly hose off pests like aphids to keep them under control, and accept that perfection in the garden is not a requirement. Building healthy soils and reducing waste are also important sustainable practices. One free thing that helps achieve both of those objectives is to compost all of your organic matter on site and then use that compost to amend or mulch your soil. Compost and mulch add nutrients. They help loosen heavy soils and retain moisture. They improve drainage and protect the soil from compacting. Compaction prevents water from soaking into the soil. Leaving clippings on the lawn or grass cycling is also an easy, sustainable practice. Want to save energy? Consider planting deciduous shade trees on the south and west side of your buildings to provide shade from the hot summer sun. Trees also contribute to cleaner air, reduce runoff, buffer noise pollution, and increase your property value. Another sustainable idea is to create habitat for beneficial wildlife by providing clean drinking water, creating critter shelters, and providing natural sources of food from natives or climate-appropriate plants that have berries or seeds and provide pollen and nectar. Finally, grow food for your family and for your neighborhood. That's pretty easy to do, even if you're only planting one tomato plant this spring. The Practical Gardener is part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series, and I'm Pam Geisel, your Practical Gardener.